Yeah! What? Guess who is coming here tonight?
Oh, give us a hint.
Somebody I've mentioned 1,000 times.
Fatty Arbuckle.
Who is it that's coming, Dan?
Chip. Chip Collins?
Hey, pork belly futures are up.
Hey. Come on, you've heard me talk about him. Tulane, 73, old beer blasting, panty braiding, full mooning, chipperoo.
Yeah, he's the one who went into the priesthood, right?
No, that was Bubba Patterson.
Father Bubba?
He didn't make it. He's with Green Bay now.
So who's Chip?
Chip, my best friend, my closest buddy, my spiritual twin. Once in high school, right before the big game, we stole our rival team's mascot, this little German Shepherd puppy.
You stole a little puppy?
That was the best part. After we shaved it, you couldn't tell what it was.
Dan, that was cruel.
Oh, come on. We glued the hair back on.
So what brings old Snips and Snails and Puppy Dog Tails to town, huh?
He's getting married.
Dan? Your friend's here.
All right, Chip is here. Where? Oh, you must be Thunderball's fiance. Well, let me be the first to congratulate.
Dan, it's me.
You who?
Thunderball.
Curious?
No. Yes.
Hey, Bull, what about Dan?
It's okay. I got his tongue back up.
Chip. You old son of a gun, you. Me going. What a gag. What a pistol. All right, now look, put your real clothes back on before somebody mistakes you for a woman.
Dan, these are my real clothes. I am a woman.
Chip, come on. These are my friends here.
Dan, it's true.
Old Chipperoo is Charlene now.
Completely.
You don't mean.
Bye bye, Birdie. Dan, take it easy.
Take it easy? This is not his lucky rabbit's foot he lost, Harry. We're talking an appendage.
I knew it was going to be a shock to him. I just couldn't think of a way to break it to him gently.
She's very pretty, Dan. But I thought your friend was a man.
He was.
I had an operation, Bull. I had a sex change.
Oh, yeah? Does this have anything to do with the birds and the bees?
In a high-tech sort of way.
You know, I have heard about these things, but I've never actually met anyone who had one.
Don't be so sure. It's more common than you think.
Trust me, it may not be mint, but this is all my original equipment.
So, how about those Knicks, huh?
They need a power forward. I ought to know. I used to be one.
And I thought the legs were the first thing to go.
Dan, let me try and explain.
Go away!
Dan, this is your friend.
This is a gelding. My friend is in a bottle of formaldehyde somewhere.
Well, it's obvious you all buddies have a lot to talk about, so...
So where's Chip?
Come on, big guy. Maybe I can explain it to you with your Cabbage Patch doll.
You know, Dan, an old saying just occurred to me. Don't judge a man until you've walked a mile in his shoes.
We used to wear each other's shorts, Harry.
It needed updating. It's true, you can't judge a book by its cover. Excuse me, I'm gonna go hang myself.
You're looking well, Dan.
Oh, you don't think this is too much mascara, then?
In case you're interested, I'm very happy now.
Why shouldn't you be? You're young, you're healthy, your accessories match.
Look, I know you're having trouble believing this, but I had to do what I did. After I realized the truth about myself, how I always felt unnatural, how I always had to prove myself by hustling every girl I met, I hated it.
You hated it?
Every minute.
You were so good at it.
I was just one of the guys on the outside. Inside, I was desperately yearning to be one of the girls.
I let you watch me shower.
Dad, let me explain.
There's no need to. The facts reek for themselves.
We used to be best friends. That's why I wanted you to share the happiness of my wedding.
As what? Matron of honor? How about flower girl? I am certainly the best man.
Are you positive?
Hey! I have had every woman in this building. And stewardesses from 14 foreign countries. I have had den mothers.
Sir, perhaps we should send somebody after Dan.
No, let's give him a couple more minutes.
Seemed awfully upset.
Well, you blame him?
Well, no. I suppose it would be somewhat of a shock to find out that your old friend...
grew breasts.
I would have said it eventually.
Dan's gonna come out of this. I don't know about you, but I happen to think that Dan is very capable of being understanding, compassionate, and sensitive.
Hey! Fielding's punching out some woman in the cafeteria.
Of course, I also thought Mondale was gonna carry a second state. Follow me. Coming through. All right, everybody, move back. What happened?
He got bitchy. So I decked him.
The guy who got his lights punched out by a dame.
Dan, I swear, it's barely noticeable.
As long as you don't mind wearing a sack on your head.
Hey, Dan.
How's your eye?
I stopped the flow of blood. I expect to do the same with the pus that will form tomorrow.
Okay.
Just so you know, she blinded me with some croutons. I couldn't see a thing.
We understand.
It stopped me from getting a couple of good blows in, though.
Oh, we saw. The rouge on her left cheek was a mess.
Well, how about that first case, Mac?
Yes, sir. People versus McIntyre.
Charge?
Indecent exposure. Fifth offense.
I can't stop myself. Normally, I'm a respectable man. But when the tension gets me, I do crazy things. I gotta be seen. It's a sickness.
Sickness? You dare call yourself sick? You don't know the meaning of the word sick. I have seen sick. I have been to the top of the mountain of sickness, the very pinnacle of perversion. On a scale of 1 to 10, you're a 0.
I can do better, I swear.
Get a hold of your emotions, Mr. Prosecutor.
Yeah, like Chip should have got a hold to his...
Recess. Dan.
Right, meet you in the woodshed.
I sometimes think they should all be fixed.
I don't understand it, Harry. Some things in this world should not be meddled with. Nature, humanity.
Coca-Cola.
Exactly.
Can I ever tell you the story about coming home one night and finding an old man sleeping on my porch?
Several times.
Okay. Did I ever tell you what my grandmother's last words were to me on her deathbed?
Anybody but Jessel.
Okay, then a duck walks into a pharmacy and says, "Give me some chapstick, put it on my bill."
Stop it, please.
I'm sorry.
I feel so betrayed.
Well, to tell you the absolute truth, Dan, I don't blame you.
You don't?
No. I mean, so she has her life to lead, fine, but she doesn't have to come here and rub your face in it.
Thank you.
I mean it. I was thinking about it while you were lying in the lettuce. It's not fair. I mean, she has no right to lay this kind of trip on you.
He's right.
Oh, Charlene, we were just,
ripping me to shreds?
She's got a great pair of ears, and I just love her ears.
Somebody get me a bucket.
This is my fiancé, Larry.
Hi, Larry, nice to meet you. Congratulations, you got yourself quite a little,
A woman?
Yeah, that's the word.
Thanks, I know. After Charlene, they broke the mold.
Too bad, they could have cast him another.
That's... Dan Fielding.
Well, you're Charlene's oldest friend.
Where did you two meet at? A human oddities mixer?
Dan, I came back to apologize.
Larry, glad you showed up. I need a second opinion. I got this fascinating wood grain on my bench. Looks just like Mount Rushmore, but instead of Lincoln, it looks like Telly Savalas.
Dan, I am sorry.
Too late. Should have gotten a money-back guarantee.
Not for what I did to myself, but for what I did to you. They told me not to expect anybody to accept it.
They were right. You'll excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom. You remember standing up?
Dad, I always loved you!
You take that back!
Not as a woman loves a man, but as a friend loves a friend.
Chip was my friend, not you. To me, he was a god, a king. Well, the king is dead. Long live the queen.
Okay. I won't bother you anymore. It was nice seeing you again. Maybe we'll run into each other sometime.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe next time you'll be something from the animal kingdom.
I never meant to hurt you, Dan.
You lied to me, damn it! You took all of those years of sharing, of camaraderie, of listening to my most private thoughts, and then said, "Just kidding!"
Don't you understand yet, you idiot? I never lied to you back then. I never knew
myself.
Boy, that is some dish.
She used to be a man.
What's your point?
Yeah. What is your point?
Okay, Bull. What do Renee Richards, Christine Jorgensen, and Myra Breckenridge all have in common?
They're all people I've never heard of.
Next.
So the story about you and the Rumpelmeyer sisters that night, that was all made up?
I never even showed up for the date.
With a part on the Ferris wheel?
I did lie to you back then. Once. Remember the night after our senior finals?
We got drunk and threw up all over that statue of Betsy Ross.
And I wound up crying in your arms that night, didn't I? I think I told you that Debbie Kramer dumped me for that jock at Delta Pi and broke my heart.
It was, really this, plumbing business then?
That's when I started to put things together. Started to understand what was happening to me. I almost told you that night.
Why didn't you? Right, I would have gouged out my eyes.
Maybe. Maybe not, but if there was anybody I could have told in the world that night, it would have been you. Anyway, it was just as comforting. I was your friend. I was in pain. Somehow you had to ease it. And you did. You convinced your buddy that everything was going to be all right.
And you came here tonight to
say thank you. Thank you. Take care of yourself, Dan.
Wait a minute. Just hold on a minute here. About this Larry geek. A little old for you, isn't he?
Charlene was a man. Then had an operation. And now he's, heterosexual.
I know. But that linebacker and that big guy that used to be in our dorm, he turned out to be gay.
Right. Sorry for the delay, sir.
It's all right. You guys had a lot to talk about.
Memories to savor. Years to catch up on.
Cut the courtesy. What the hell happened?
Well, it's settled. What was, was. What is, is.
I just want to ask one question. What kind of bike do you ride?
Bull. Go call Dr. Ruth.
Right.
Well, we'll see you at the wedding, of course.
Of course. Although I have no idea what to get you as a gift.
I'm registered at Bloomingdale's.
Never thought I'd hear you say that.
Goodbye, Dan.
Goodbye, Chit. Lean. Be gentle.
Well?
Well, what?
Doesn't this outfit just cry out for pearls?
Not tonight. I have a headache.
Guilty. Innocent. Guilty. Innocent. Guilty. 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 Guilty.
Yo.
May I come in, sir?
Anytime, my giant friend. Bull, you look confused. Still?
This is anatomically correct.
For some of us? Maybe.
Now, what happened to Chip? Oh, my God.
Kind of reminds you of how you felt when you found out about the Easter Bunny, huh?
What about the Easter Bunny?
Another What the Heck moment.
Hello, everyone.
No!